Hello, this is Gabriel De La Vega Jr. And today I like to hit on an issue of the country's debt and TikTok. I'm going to center on TikTok and the country's debt. You know, we're in debt. We're like broke. The United States is broke. Got no money. But I have lots of money. My portfolio is worth a lot of money. And the reason I'm making this recording today is because I want to motivate you people to get out of debt. And don't listen to these Janet Yellen or whatever that wants to tell you that the only way to get out of debt is by raising the debt ceiling, which is, you know, totally false. The best thing to do is to go ahead and negotiate with these other countries that we owe money to, like 50 cents on the dollar, and get out of debt. You know, just pay them off the best way we can and take the hit on our credit rating, for sure, because that's going to happen anyway. Unless, folks, you just listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you. I got a portfolio worth billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. And the only reason that the politicians aren't working with me now to go ahead and get the word out is because they're guilty, somehow mixed up into all this, where, you know, they would get a negative profile on exposing the truth. The truth is, I have these patents. The truth is, people are not, other countries owe us money, the United States of America. And for the two patents that I have that are extremely large, with billions upon billions, last I heard $720 billion from iResearch out of China, they say that their live streaming video is worth that much out there. And that's what my patents are, live streaming video. I mean, I'm the guy that's got two patents on that. I own that market to 2027. They're trying to keep me quiet until these things expire. I'm not going to stay quiet. I have a right to my money, and you guys got to pay me for one, you the end users, but so do the other countries. And that's where, you know, this donation that I'm asking for today, of whatever you can afford. I got it set at $5. You can, and it's set up for tips, or you can just buy multiple donations of $5 and just rack it up and just give me a lot of money, and I'll return that money, double your money, once I get done with TikTok in court. Right now, as it stands, everybody owes me money, but I'm going to have TikTok because I feel that's where I'll have the best chance of winning what I need to get done, getting these Republicans and Democrats to agree to not screw me over once I get into that courtroom, or my lawyers do, and just go ahead and make TikTok pay, injunctions, whatever it takes, and then that'll be the domino effect for everybody else. Everybody else has to pay after that case. That'll be the bellwether case. But the politicians are hiding this from you because they just care about next week. They don't care about the long run. They don't care about you or your kids or the country's going to collapse because we can't pay our debts. We're broke. The whole country's broke. But I'm worth billions of dollars. My portfolio is worth billions of dollars. I just need a good lawyer to collect it, and I need to get started on that. And of course, for some reason, the politicians don't want to help me, especially that looks like, you know, I mean, all of them are guilty, actually. But when it comes to TikTok, everybody wants to get rid of TikTok, and I can take TikTok to court and clean them up and just give them hell and make them pay me what they owe me. You know, I'm only asked 3% of what their gross is. Plus, you know, everybody there needs a license, all the end users. I may go after the end users that are making over $1 million. I may go after them instead of just making them buy a license, which I think I'm going to start today. I just came up with that idea. I say, I'm the boss of this. Those patents give me the right to, on the cuff, to change my mind anytime I feel like it. I can make the rules. I can make the law. I can do whatever I decide to do, I can do, since I have exclusive rights to that technology. I own that live streaming software. So all you folks out there, I'm going to leave the website below this recording. You go ahead and donate what you can so we can get this country out of debt, and hopefully the politicians will catch on and think that, hey, this is a good idea. Expose the truth. Gabriel is right. He owns these patents. He has exclusive rights to whatever goes on with live streaming. All these people are selling clothes online in China and everywhere else. We're picking it up here. I could go after them. As long as they're streaming into the United States, I can sue them. And if, especially those end users that are making over $1 million, I'll take their house, their car, if necessary, if they don't pay what I ask them to pay or what the government asks them to pay. And our president has to go to their country and talk to their president to make them pay. And this is why it's extremely important that we go after TikTok first to get this thing, you know, cleared up in court. Yeah, this is real. This is This has to be done shortly because 2027 is right around the corner. I'm getting old. I don't have time to play with this shit. So I'll just be honest with you. So, folks, please do that. Go to your – I hate to cuss, but it just came out because I'm just so authentic. I just can't stop cussing. But go click that link below this recording on this webpage. It'll be at the webpage, I think, is going to be at piss.booksandcash.com. I may put it on YouTube somewhere else. Just click that link and donate. Donate. Let's get this ball rolling. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.